Уважаемый господин председатель.
President, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, delegates, we would like to start by congratulating you on the election to the position of the chair, and we hope that this session will be very fruitful under your leadership. We'd also like to express our gratitude to the Deputy Secretary General, Mr. Moreno, for the updated information on the measures that have been taken since the previous session. We have read the latest December version of the program plan and the information on the implementation of the budget for 2024. We note the high quality of the documents provided by the Secretariat, as usual, and its depoliticized approach reflected through the taking into account of the views of all UNCTAD members. Once again, we regret, though, the absence in the draft of UNCTAD's readiness to tackle the question of the destructive phenomenon of unilateral coercive measures, which is destructive for trade. We support the statement of the country of Venezuela and the calls that have been made by Belarus before, calling for more care to be given in the analytical work to the sanctions. We believe that studying this trend and changes and challenges it poses for international trade, trends stemming from the adoption of unilateral coercive measures, and the development of recommendations regarding ways to prevent and minimize and eliminate the negative consequences of these measures does not fall beyond the mandate of UNCTAD, and in fact, that would be fully in keeping with the spirit and letter of the Bridgetown Covenant. In the preparation to UNCTAD 16, the question of the influence of unilateral coercive measures should already be duly reflected in the sub-programmes for 2024. And this issue should be included in the draft outcome document of UNCTAD 16. Thank you.